Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right now, actress and artist Anna Scotney has returned to the theatre stage with her solo show Scattergun after the death of Ruamoko. The story begins with the character Agnes attending the memorial for her younger brother, Ruamoko, which leads her to contemplate her life and her place in the world. It's picked up awards at the New Zealand Fringe Festival and the Sydney Fringe. And this latest run at Auckland's Q Theatre is getting rave reviews. Anna is about halfway through the season now. It's running at Q until the 4th of May, if you'd like to go and see it. And very grateful she's taken some time out today to chat to us about it. Hi, Anna. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you going?
Awesome.
Thank you so much for that that download about the show.
Yeah, great to have you back on our show, by the way.
Love
chatting to you.
To be here. You too.
So this is exciting. You got a hit, eh?
I mean, look, it feels like it is, as you say, we're partway through the season, so it's giving, she's doing her little thespian recovery hacks. You know, I was in St. Luke's yesterday trying to get some bits and pieces from the pharmacy because I'm losing my voice a little bit because I've been, you know, out of thespianage. I've been out of doing theatrical shenanigans for a little minute. And so deep diving back into putting this piece of work on, which is like really verbose, you know, like it's a text first and foremost inspired by epic poetry and whai kōrero. So Scattergun Agnes, the character, she kind of pops off down the wormhole ranting about everything and anything. And consequently, you know, my voice is getting a little hoarse. So, let's just get to the end of the season and then debrief and defrag on the on the vibe of it all.
So a big lift for you physically, a big lift emotionally too each night?
It's really fun. That's what I think I love about solo work as a form, is that like your scene partner is the audience, and I find, you know, like it's extraordinary what like every show has its own kind of atmosphere and its own wairua based on whatever the audience is giving. I just want to pivot momentarily and say a shout out to Vera Allen, who's my flatmate, Jessie. And I just want to say a huge congratulations to Vera Allen. Well done on your Tate Music Award. I love you, Vera. You're extraordinary. And same with everyone else who was nominated. Like, our performing arts community and the music community is extraordinary. And I just wanted to acknowledge that and say, cool, you know.
Which was on in Q Theatre last night in your space there. Great venue. And, I should play a Vera Allen song, actually, after this conversation.
You should play Feelings I Can't Name. That one's really good.
Feelings, great. Mm. I'll grab it now. Thank you.
Okay.
Back to you, Anna, the focus of this interview.
Apologies. Okay. I'm listening.
Is it true you played like 10 characters in this show?
Something like that. But I think it's the interesting thing because like our protagonist first and foremost and like the person doing the storytelling is Agnes, who is like me and also really not like me. She pops off, as I said earlier, about a lot more than I would, I think, you know. However, so segue into playing multiple different characters, and a lot of the text is verbatim. So a big part of the process of making Scattergun was going on a road trip, a field trip with my beautiful friend and one of my theatre idols, Eleanor Bishop, who is an opera director and a theatre maker and a film director too. And so we went to Te Uru Wera and interviewed family and interviewed loved ones, talking about the meaning of the word ukaipō and what the meaning of the passage Te Whenua ukaipō is. And like, broadly speaking, it's a place where you find sustenance and a place where you hail from. But part of the show are like people's responses to that, and they're funny and like really beautiful. And so, play actual people word for word, and then also play, characters that I've made up, such as Old Mate, who I guess is like a conglomeration of like ex-boyfriends, lovers, and guys from my past that I wish I could say a few words to now. You know, if I were to go back to Onslow College in like 2009, and be like, I would have a word with you, young man. it's a lot of fun more than anything, Jesse, and I just feel so privileged to be able to, you know, be given the mic to express. So yeah,
can you give people an idea how much work goes into actually opening a show in a theatre in Central Auckland in 2024?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I really, really want to acknowledge Silo Theatre, who have wrapped around this particular iteration of the show. I really want to shout out to Jace, Te Kare, to Tim, to you, Sophie, if you're listening, Sophie Roberts, like the crew who've wrapped around this version of the show. I mean, it's so much work, and Q Theatre, extraordinary venue here in Tamaki, like it's so much work, and it's all programmed, you know, like a year in advance. And the lead up to it has been like really interesting. Rach and Brad, the designers, Datu, the sound designer, Izzy, we all begin talking, sometimes up to a year in advance, sometimes Gosh. More. And the journey of like making Scattergun, you know, took me a couple of years to kind of put it all together, quietly tinkering away. So for me, it's slow. For some folks, they, you know, whack stuff up really fast, but I like to kind of, chip away kind of slowly, quietly. So it's special to just be releasing it.
One of the themes, were you at that Tate ceremony last night?
I was not. Yeah. I was sending love. I was watching The Sopranos, trying to rest my voice, as I said,
We'll come back to Sopranos.
The drama queen being quiet of it all, you know, but I was at home remotely being like, oh my God, Vera, I love you, I'm proud. And our other flatmates were there. They were up from Wellies. So I was at home watching Tony. Yeah. Anyway, so, I'm listening to you. I'm going to stop interrupting.
No, that's all good. I just, one of the kind of themes that came through in the speeches was that we need to set up a world with the infrastructure that lets artists create art, like the fewer things that you've got to deal with to get your beautiful play onto a stage, the better, right? And that's same with people writing a song and performing that live, that, funding is one thing, but just really kind of like clearing the way.
I couldn't agree more. And like, I can understand that there are kind of awkward KPIs or metrics that, you know, and different stakeholders that, you know, a funding body needs to, you know, adhere to respecting and honouring, right? But I always find it kind of counterintuitive when you kind of want to start working or partnering with an artist or a company, and then it's sort of like, you know, trust that they're going to deliver, you know, on what you're sort of asking of them or asking of us. That being said, again, like I always just have so much gratitude, because I think that Aotearoa continues to kind of pioneer and be like really progressive and across the board, you know, in terms of our artistic output. And yeah, I always feel like that's what I come back to when I'm feeling a little like doom and gloom about certain things, more in the space of like politics, I think, as opposed to like
But politics and politics and culture is linked, I think, isn't it?
Of course.
Hey, I noticed you're filming the performance on May 2nd. Have you got big plans for that?
No, at the moment it's for archival purposes. So don't worry, like anyone who is coming to that show, you're not going to be competing with like a 3-cam setup and things going on. It's just a question of like capturing it so that we've got it in perpetuity and as a space to reference the work. And
no chance of Netflix anytime soon for this show. You'll have to go see it at Q.
I think you might have to come and see this one in the reel. I think it might be for the live moment of it all, but I would love to start figuring out, you know, how to kind of transpose some of the source material and pull it across into a work of cinema potentially, but it's such a big excavation, like switching between mediums and figuring out like what kind of holds in the live performance that can't be compromised or, you know, changed. Yeah. And then how do you start kind of bringing that across into, yeah, like a more of an audiovisual format.
Hey, but well, if anyone can do it, Anna, it's you. Thank you for all that you do and for the energy that you put into the arts. We're big fans here.
And you too, me too.
Great to check in with you.
Really good to have a yarn. Have a happy afternoon in Aroha Nui.
Anna Scotney, whose her play, Scattergun, After the Death of Ru Omoko, is currently on at Q Theatre in Auckland.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.